Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Violet Reiki Radio. I would like to thank the founders of the Seika Network, who will be here with me this evening, for giving me this wonderful opportunity to bring this show to the public, where we will be talking about Reiki and all things surrounding Reiki, its discovery, roots, practices, and more. Many other subjects, metaphysical, spiritual, physical, medical, alternative modalities, will be discussed here in the following weeks. Reiki is a universal life force energy. It is an intelligent energy of love and wholeness. It understands by itself the cause of problems and what healing is necessary. The Reiki energy has a wisdom of its own, healing and balancing all aspects of a person's mind, body, emotions, and spirit. The founder of Reiki was Mikao Usui, who was a Tendai Buddhist, born on August 15, 1865, in Japan. Usui was fascinated by medicine, psychology, religion, and metaphysics. He was also an accomplished master of Kiko, the Japanese version of Chinese Qigong. The symbols that make up the word Reiki, if you look at a Reiki symbol, you will see the top symbol means, that is Rei, means spiritual or divinely guided consciousness. The lower symbol is Ki, which means life force energy. So, Reiki is divinely guided life force energy. This is also known as qi in Chinese, prana in Sanskrit. Reiki facilitates healing, as I said, on all levels. In Usui Sensei's own words, this is how he described his method of Reiki. He said, "In modern days, we have to live together. This is going to be the basis of happiness, earnestly wanting social progress. This is why I definitely will not allow myself to keep this for myself. Our Reiki Ryoho is a creative idea which no one has developed before. There is nothing like this in the world. Therefore, I'm going to open this idea to anybody for the people's benefit and welfare, and everyone will receive the blessing. Expect everyone to have soul and oneness. Nowadays, inside and outside of living, we need improvement and restructuring away from illness and suffering. Many people have worrying minds out of illness and accident. I dare to openly teach this method." And it shows you that back then, even Usui was projecting a oneness, that we are all one. We have someone calling in. Let me see if I can get this person online. Good evening. You are live on Violet Reiki Radio.
Hi, Violet Reiki Radio. Well, this is Restita, so.
Hello.
Hello. Well, very good. You answered the phone. Very good. And I just want to remind the listeners out there that this is a test rehearsal show. So this is not actually the actual live show. Reiki Radio will air on, officially air Thursday the 26th at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. But if there's anybody listening to this test show, welcome. If you're new to Blog Talk Radio, feel free to give us a call at 347-677-0699 to get some training on the board and stuff like that. Or if you have questions for about the board or Blog Talk Radio, and we'll try our best to help. So anyway, cool. All right. So how you doing so far, Rose, with your dialogue?
I don't know. You tell me. I think I'm doing okay.
it's sounding really cool. It's sounding really cool. Awesome, awesome, awesome. And let's see. Why don't you go ahead and continue with what you want to talk about, and we'll just go from there.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay. Sorry about the coffee noise in the background.
That's okay.
I'm gonna go ahead and mute my mic, and then if I want to tell you something,
right.
I'll go ahead and put my mic up, and you'll see it when my mic goes live. That means I'll end up talking in a second. So I'm gonna go ahead and mute my mic, okay?
Okay. All right. Now, so we know that Mikao Usui was kind of focused on what we all seem to be focusing on nowadays, that we are all one. And the namaste, wherein we each see each other as divine, and in that divinity, in that place and space of divinity, we are all one. He was a very spiritual person, and he was also a very humble and simple man. And Usui was on his own personal quest to find the purpose and meaning of life and further enlightenment. Seeking this enlightenment, he was told, if you really want to know the meaning of life, you need to die first. So he set out on a mission, and he climbed Mount Kurama in Japan. And there he did what is known as the Lotus Repentance and meditated for 21 days. Mount Kurama is known as a holy mountain near Kyoto. And it is here that Mikao Usui expected to find his Satori, his enlightenment. On the 21st day of fasting, he received this energy which he called Reiki. Through this, he gained a clear understanding of how to work with this energy and use this energy for both self-development and healing. This technique is now known as Usui Reiki Ryoho, which means that it is the Usui method of Reiki healing. By the time of his death in March of 1926, Mikao Usui had trained about 2,000 students overall, including the 21 who achieved the master teacher level. Reiki is a non-invasive intelligent energy healing technique that accelerates the body's self-healing mechanism, where the practitioner acts as a channel between the energy and the person receiving the Reiki. One of the biggest impediments to blocking Reiki flow is the practitioner's ego. all practitioners need to set their ego aside and realize that they are not the healers, but that they are just channels. It's as if, you know, your electrical wiring in the walls of your house, the wires carry the energy. The wires are not giving the energy to your appliances and things. So we just are channels. It's like you have a flute, you have breath. Unless the breath passes through a flute, you get no music. So we are just channelers of this wonderful, beautiful energy that is Reiki. A shortcut method I like to use for describing Reiki, when people say, how does it work? I'll generally say Reiki is kind of like acupuncture without the needle. And what I mean by that is the Reiki energy flows through the body, through the aura, because we are made up of four different bodies. You have your mental, you have your physical body, your mental body, spiritual and emotional body. And within the physical body, we have these meridian points. And the Reiki can flow unrestricted through the body. As it flows through the body, it removes whatever blockages that you may have. The concept of disease, if you break it down, D-I-S and then E-A-S-E, disease, is you are at dis-ease. You are not at ease. You are not relaxed. And these blockages form because of the lack of relaxation. To put it a succinct way, stress, when you're stressed. When you're stressed and you have a lot of things going on, you tense up, you tighten up. There's no flow. If you restrict, let's put it this way, if you have a river flowing and you put something that blocks the flow of that river, what happens? There's no water. You don't have. So stress is that evil six-letter word that can be so harmful to your health. Work can be stressful. Traffic jams can be stressful. Raising a family, sticking to a budget, all these things can be very stressful. And what happens is these stresses cause headaches, muscle aches, irritability, insomnia, a broad range of other problems that you really can live without. Nobody wants it, but we do get it at some point in our lives. And now we must learn to either cope with stress or how to get rid of it. You can definitely relieve your stress with Reiki. Reiki is a natural form of healing therapy, which uses non-invasive gentle touch to promote feelings of well-being. Anyone and everyone can learn Reiki. Just to point out what Reiki is not, for clarification purposes, Reiki is not massage. It is not faith healing. It is not a religion, belief, or dogma. It most definitely is not replacement for traditional medical treatment. The best thing about Reiki is that it can be used with traditional medical treatment and other modalities. Reiki can be used with chiropractic, with acupuncture, with massage, aromatherapy. There's so many different modalities that work well with Reiki to help you be the best you can be and make yourself whole. Sui Reiki.
It's Sorry, is your chat board on?
No.
Oh, okay. You might want to open your chat board before the show in case anyone wants to access your show or talk to you that way.
Okay, I just opened the chat board.
Yeah, now I'm on as the co-host, so if you want to sign on as the moderator.
How do I do that?
Huh? Oh, so on the right-hand side of the board, you know, where it says chat, all you got to do is hit the bottom button that says open chat in new window with moderator control.
Okay.
Yeah, and then it should open up another window for you.
Okay.
And yep, there you are. Okay, so I'm the person above it that says co-host. Well, you can't really tell, but it's that's me. And while you're talking, if I need to make comments, I'm going to try to comment to you on the chat board.
The thing is, my problem is, how do I see the board and the chat at the same time?
Good question. What you can do is take the tab of that chat board and drag it to your desktop. And what will happen is it will basically make a whole new browser window.
Hang on.
Okay.
Oh, okay, that's cool.
Yeah, and then you can resize that browser window. And then if you want, you can resize the browser window that your studio is on, so that way you can kind of like overlap them a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because what I do is I take my chat board and I put it over right next to the audio clip, so that way if you're looking at your screen, it'll go switchboard, audio clips, and then part of the chat board. Now, you won't be able to see both at the same time. It depends on which window is open. So, I mean, you'll still have to click between both of them, but at least you'll be able to see them. And you'll be able to, you know, depending on how big or how far over you stick your...
I had it going okay, and then I did something, and I was like, wait, where'd my window go? Oh, God. How do you do this? Let's see. Put that there. Put this back here. Okay. If I keep them separate, I think I'm all right, or maybe I'm wrong. Let's see. No, if I keep them separate, I can do this.
Cool.
Yeah. Okay.
Awesome. Cool, cool, cool.
I just called you grandma in grief. I can see you, Yaya. No.
Right. Yaya. In Chinese, it's yeah, yeah.
Oh, my.
Awesome.
Yeah. So do I sound like I'm rambling on like a fool?
No. Every now and again, though, you want to mention what our guest call-in number is. You know, and have fun with it. Just say, you know, hey, you know, I don't want to sound like I'm rambling on. So
right.
If you'd like to talk to me or if you've got questions about Reiki, give us a call, 347-677-0699. Yeah. So, you know, at least maybe four times during an hour show, you might want to give out the phone number. And also what you can do is at the beginning of your show, you can put the show link on your Facebook page and say, hey, I'm live.
Oh,
on
definitely.
Violet Reiki Radio.
Yeah,
that kind of thing. Cool.
Well,
awesome. All right.
What is this saying? Oh, it's saying I have an hour and 10 minutes left. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right. I'm going to mute my mic and you can go ahead and keep talking. And if you have any questions, just say so. What's
Hi.
That?
I said, okay.
Okay. I'm going to mute. Here we go.
You mute. Okay. And we are back. All right. Reiki also is known as a blessing, an instantaneously conferred sacred potential for healing, protection, and spiritual development. I personally also like to call Reiki energy. I like to say it's love energy, because to me, Reiki is love. I'm sure many of you have heard the story about this woman who had a premature baby born, and I believe the doctors did not think the baby was going to make it. And I believe she said to the doctors, you know, put the baby on my chest. And they placed the baby on the mother's chest. And the baby just lay there for a while, and mother and baby bonding in that form. And this mother's, energy is quite miraculous. Take the science away. It's really miraculous in its own right, because the mother's love, the mother's energy, you know, all that ki, that energy coming from the mother, being transferred in that manner to the baby, is what really healed that newborn and actually made it respond and made it responsive. I don't know offhand exactly how long it took, but the bottom line here is the baby did survive, and the baby lived pretty much because of the mom's transference of energy, of ki. And it worked, and mother and baby left the hospital, days later, whatever, and all was fine. So it's really quite miraculous, and very gentle, and as we said, non-invasive. Reiki is generally administered with a gentle touch or hands hovering a few inches above the body. Reiki can be performed by a practitioner, or also as an individual. If you've been attuned to Reiki, you can perform Reiki on yourself. This is one of the very first teachings of Reiki. When we teach Reiki level one, in addition to attuning the student with the Reiki energy, they learn in that class how to give themselves self-Reiki, and it is desired general practice that Reiki practitioners practice Reiki twice a day, in the morning when they wake and in the evening before they go to bed. We couple that with a series of precepts, the Reiki precepts, which we will get into most likely in our next show. Reiki can be utilized in three ways. You use it as a tool, a practice, and a lifestyle. And when we say tool, we don't mean an alleviation of a physical condition or a physical symptoms, but sometimes a disorder can be cured through Reiki. We see it more as a practice, and in that respect, it's very similar to meditation or yoga. People talk also about being Reiki. Reiki itself means spiritual energy. So you want to meditate, or when you're doing yourself Reiki, you want to project that Reiki energy. And you want it to surround you and be there in all things that you do. There are many hospitals now. Hi.
Oh, hi. I keep confusing myself because I forgot that the show is 90 minutes, but technically your show is an hour. So technically we have like 35 minutes left.
Cool.
So, however, I would probably suggest that maybe like around the half hour mark that you allow the listeners to take a little break. To say, okay, you know, we're going to take a couple minute break or a 3 minute break or whatever, and like play a couple of these PSAs.
Uh-huh.
And what I'm going to have to do though is go through and rename these PSAs. I mean, there's like a don't drive drunk PSA. There's a
looked at that.
Yeah. So there's that one, and then there's an excuses for stroke PSA, and then there's a story called Fasting Live Longer. And that's about, you know, how periodic fasts can actually be beneficial to your health and stuff. But I'll go ahead and relabel these so that way it's obvious that they're either news, audio, or PSAs. And you can just pick any one of them. I normally pick whatever I want to play and put them at the top of the screen or top of the audio clips before the show. That way I can just bloop, pull them up. And then after the PSAs, you can just start talking again. But the thing is that you have to listen to each PSA to make sure it ends and then click the next one and the next one and the next one because they're not strung together. So either that or I can just put together a couple of PSAs in one long thing. So all you have to do is click it and let it play. But keep an eye on the time that it's playing because it'll count down the time. So that way you'll know when it ends, that kind of thing. So either way, I can do either or, but it's usually easier to just kind of like, click each one, that kind of thing. So, but let me know if you want a long PSA, because if you have to use a bathroom, that's the time to do it.
Need yeah, to like get that. Some rest. This is the worst headache ever.
The worst headache.
Mm. Right arms
this is
out,
like
cool
a minute long PSA, right?
Must have slept on it last night.
This one? Yeah.
I keep losing my balance. These old bones need some exercise.
Granddaddy, what you just said doesn't even make sense. It sounds like gibberish.
Sounds like these could be more than what they seem. They could be a sign of stroke.
Sudden weakness or numbness of the face, arm, or leg.
Sudden trouble with vision in one or both eyes.
Sudden trouble walking or difficulty with balance.
Or a sudden intense headache that comes out of nowhere.
If you or someone you know has any of these symptoms, don't wait. Call 911 immediately. You could make a difference in someone's life, someone you love, maybe even your own.
Time lost is brain lost.
Find out more at powertoendstroke.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
Yay.
Yeah, okay.
Yay. And then, you know, depending on when you want to stop however many PSAs that you play, you can say, and we're back with Violet Reiki Radio. Our phone number is blah, 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 blah. Now, we also have music, too. So, you know, you can play, I think I've got some Earth, Wind, and Fire on here. So I've got this one. This is about 4 minutes. Right, so there's some Earth, Wind, and Fire there.
What was the name of that?
That was Fantasy. It's listed under Fantasy EWF.
Yeah, because I know that song. I'm like, oh, yeah. What is that? How was it?
Yeah, and then I've got another one. Let's see. Where'd it go? Oh, there is a long break. It's a three-minute break, and it's called Long Break General. And it's three minutes and 3 seconds, so if you have to, like, you know, get a drink of water or use the facilities or whatever, you can just click it and then come back. Now let's go ahead and listen to it. It's 3 minutes. It'll give me some time to, like, get some more coffee too. We're going to go ahead and listen to Long Break General, and then at the end it says, it's got like a clip that says, and now on with the show, and then you can start talking over that. Okay, so let's listen. Here we go.
Today in school, I learned a lot. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes me. In English, I learned that I'm disgusting. And in physics, I learned that I'm a loser.
Today in school, I learned that I'm ugly and useless. And in gym, I learned that I'm pathetic and a joke. In history, I learned that I'm trash.
Today in school, I learned that I have no friends. In English, I learned that I make people sick. And at lunch, I learned that I sit on my own because I smell. In chemistry, I learned that no one...
In biology, I learned that I'm fat and stupid. And in math, I learned that I'm trash.
The only thing I didn't learn today...
Why no one ever helps.
Kids witness bullying every day. They want help, but they don't know how. Teach them how to stop bullying and be more than a bystander at stopbullying.gov. A message from the Ad Council.
This is Nnamdi Asamoah. I play football for the Philadelphia Eagles, but what I do off the field with United Way might be more important. I'm a volunteer tutor and mentor. Why? Because over a million kids a year drop out of school, and that's not okay. It takes 12 years to create a graduate.
Oh, mute your mic.
It takes about the same time to create a dropout. And the difference between a child becoming one or the other could be me, or it could be you. Studies show
that
if we get
to
these kids earlier, their chances are better. And kids who read well by third grade are more likely to graduate. So join me in United Way. Suit up and take the pledge. Become a volunteer reader, tutor, or mentor. Because when a child succeeds, we all succeed. Give. Advocate. Volunteer. Live United. Take the pledge at unitedway.org. Brought to you by United Way, the Ad Council, and the National Football League.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
And now, on with the show.
I put your mic up.
Yes, so did I. Wow, miraculously, we're back because I turned my mic on.
But, yeah, I know. On with the show. Oh, crap, I got to find my mic.
Oh, duh.
All right, so.
Quickly.
It can. Usually you want to keep an eye on the time countdown on whatever you play. So that way it gives you an idea of when you can start getting ready to bring up your mic, kind of thing. Usually I use that same long PSA break, and then when I hear, and now on with the show, that's when I start. After it says on with the show, then I just start talking. But that's just me. You don't even have to have, and now on with the show. I can easily make you something that kind of segues into like a meditative type of a song that isn't as slow as the Merlin's Magic one. So that way, because I got like a bunch of meditation Reiki music that's a little more new age sounding meditative and stuff. So I can easily do that.
That's cool.
All right. And we're back with Violet Reiki Radio. Our phone number here, 347-677-0699. If there are any Facebook friends out there that would like to call in.
I just posted on my wall, hopefully. I'm like, busy. Anybody want to call in for this test?
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah,
calling number is 347-677-0699. Call.
I saw that. That would be cool if we get some people to call in and just kind of, do it. But
Anything wanted.
Yeah, exactly. And if you do call in, folks, call in with a... call in with a question about Reiki.
A question?
Call in with any type of question. Now, Rose had already explained what it is, but if you have a question about it, if you're a new Reiki practitioner or if you've been practicing for a while but not treating people for a while and have some questions, go ahead and call in, 347-677-0699. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and mute my mic, and you can keep talking. Here we go.
Okay, here we go. All right. Welcome back to Violet Reiki Radio. We are discussing Reiki, many things about Reiki. There are a couple of common Reiki myths that I want to bring out here. And these are things that y'all need to know. I'm sure we are reading a lot of these Reiki myths and things in different books and stuff. I mean, the information's been coming down for many, many years, and there's a tendency for information, the more it's passed on, the more filtered it gets, and the more filtered it gets, the foggier it gets, and who said this and who said that, and this became twisted. But I'm here to clarify. Reiki, this is one of the myths, okay? Reiki was invented in the 1870s. Well, considering that Mikao Usui was only 5 years old in 1870, it's highly unlikely. And so that is just not true. The Reiki system had come into being in the 1915-ish area, and it was taught by Usui until his death. Another Reiki myth, and we see this all over, Dr. Mikao Usui, or Dr. Usui. Although Mrs. Takada, the lady who, Japanese, American-born Japanese lady, who first taught Mikao Usui's system in the West, she taught that he was a doctor. We believe she did this to kind of give him, make him appear as a man of standing. And when she did this, it was kind of, she was trying to bring the meaning of sensei, which in Japanese is teacher, give it some kind of meaning, like revered teacher, or, you know. And it was interpreted, and people just, oh, doctor, yeah. It could have also been that she had been trained by Dr. Chujiro Hayashi, who actually was a naval officer and a doctor. And somewhere there was a misinterpretation, misunderstanding, and he just, you know, he just then became known by many as Dr. Usui, but Mikao Usui was many things, but he never was a doctor. Also, part of this allegory taught by Mrs. Takada was that he was a Christian teacher. And this was something she taught in order to, it's believed, to make Reiki acceptable to a potentially hostile and largely Christian American audience. This was, you have to remember, she was teaching Reiki very shortly after World War II. And Mikao Usui was not a Christian, did not teach in a Christian school. He was a Tendai Buddhist. And that is what he was. Another myth is that Reiki is a forgotten Tibetan Buddhist healing method. Reiki has nothing to do with Tibet, and Usui would not have had access to Tibetan Buddhist writings living in Japan in the 1900s. So Reiki is not a Tibetan Buddhist thing. Reiki treatment should not be given to people with pacemakers. And that's another mess. There is no evidence to suggest that pacemakers are adversely affected by Reiki treatment. Reiki can do no harm because it is an intelligent, spiritually guided energy. It cannot do any harm. Reiki can be taught safely to people with pacemakers also. So you can treat people who have pacemakers. You can, person who has a pacemaker can learn Reiki. Another myth is that Reiki should not be given to pregnant women. Again, there is no problem giving Reiki to a pregnant woman. No reason why you should not treat any woman of childbearing age.
Reiki treatments can be given to pregnant women, and pregnant women can also be attuned to Reiki. And I happened to experience a Reiki session that I was giving to a mother who was pregnant about 6 or 7 months. And it was the most beautiful thing to be sending energy to the mom and the baby at the same time and feeling that flow of energy between mom and baby. And it was beautiful. No, nothing happened adversely to either mom or baby. There's another myth that's circulating that Reiki should not be given to people with cancer. There's a myth, and a lot of people are saying that the Reiki energy will feed the cancer instead of decreasing the cancer. But everyone has cancer cells in their bodies all the time. And it's normal for some cells to go haywire. And our immune system spots these defective cells and eliminates them. If Reiki is dangerous for people with cancer, then we should not actually be able to treat anyone at all, since everyone has cancer cells in them. In fact, being attuned to Reiki would be akin to a death sentence. Reiki is safe, and we can safely ignore the myths and the things that are washing about and saying, you know, no, it's going to harm you. It's terrible. It's, you know, as I said, and I repeat, Reiki can do no harm. There is a grandmaster of Reiki. As far as we understand it, to make a distinction between Mrs. Takata, the lady who introduced the version of Usui system to the West, and the masters that she initiated, and Mrs. Takata initiated 22 masters, her master students started to refer to her as a grandmaster, and they started to reference the grandmaster's office. This office is now being occupied by Mrs. Takata's granddaughter, Phyllis Lei Furumoto. Reiki masters who are members of the Reiki Association in the UK and in various Reiki Alliance societies in different countries tend to defer to her as being the standard bearer of Mrs. Takata's system, the one true way. So they will refer to Mrs. Furumoto as a Reiki grandmaster, but technically there was never any such office or title in the Usui system. So Reiki practice really should involve humility and no need for such titles. What else? Well, those are some of the myths that, you know, you'll see in Reiki.
I'm trying to think of other myths. You already addressed the whole religion thing and faith healing thing. What are some other myths? I don't remember if you addressed like the whole New Age categorization that people normally put it under.
Good point, but like, how would you?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to figure.
Well, one of the myths is that, you know, we have to do Reiki with You have to do Reiki with crystals, and you don't. I mean, it's your personal preference. If you want to use crystals, then you can. If you don't, then you don't.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
I've heard that stereotype too. I've also heard stereotypes along with Tai Chi and Qigong that you have to be like a vegan.
Yeah, another one. You need to have a spirit guide to do Reiki. It's like, no.
No. I mean, some people do. You know, I've got friends that have quote unquote guides. you know, whereas some other people that I know that do Reiki prefer to just call it intuition.
Oh, and this is another one. Reiki involves working with angels, and this cracks me up because this will blow angelic Reiki right off the map. You know, there's a new age idea that, you know, you do Reiki and that you have to believe in angels and you have to have angels and you need angels to practice Reiki. It's like, are you kidding me? They come in when you're doing Reiki because, I mean, I've been having a lot of angelic company, if you will, in my past sessions, and it's great. You know, I mean, you're channeling spiritual energy here, so yeah, you gotta have angels and guides and all of that coming in. But you know, to say, well, you have to have angels present when you're practicing real Reiki.
Yeah.
And the other thing too is, you have to believe in Reiki to have it work. That's not true either. I mean, because it's not a belief thing where you have to believe in it. It's not faith healing, you know. So.
That's true.
So, you know, there's just so much. Basically, he started this kind of like for self-improvement. I think it was his way to... get people to do whatever, and it's the parallels are really, very interesting because he was trying to get everybody to kind of look in the mirror, look within, look instead of looking all over the place, look within yourself. That's where the answer lies. And now here we are repeating it again because let me see, Reiki was discovered in the 1800s. Here we are, 200 years later, gone. Well, look inside. It sounds like everybody's afraid to look inside. It's like, oh, that's full of ugly stuff and I don't want to look there.
Yeah.
And I don't want to work on anything. I don't know. Isn't there a pill I can take to make it all go away? It's like, no, you got to grab the bull by the horns and do what you got to do.
So, exactly.
You know, but...
Exactly. Got to turn up my volume here. There we go. Okay. Yay.
Like,
let's see.
I watch my page a lot, and like, I put up one guffaw, one bad thing on my page, and everybody sees it. And, like, here I am, and I put up your post, and that was 17 minutes ago. Jumping on it. It's like, where are you guys?
Oh, they're probably at work.
Okay.
They're like, probably at work.
I'll just drone on myself here.
All right, let's see here. Now, keep in mind, though, too, if you feel like you're running out of material, you don't have to go the full hour. I mean, the hour is just the time frame window that you have. Sometimes, like me and Bob, we wonder if we're ever going to make it through 2 hours, and every time we have, there's only... I don't know how it works. It feels like it starts to die, and then something happens, and then it, like, you know... And then it, like, goes the full 2 hours. But, you don't have to feel like you have to fill up the full hour. You know, if it starts to, you know, die or you run out of material by 45 minutes, then you can go ahead and give a, you know, last-minute warning, say, okay, well, you know, that kind of does it for this first episode or whatever, you know. Unless you have any questions, you know, feel free to call in within the next couple of minutes and then spend a little bit of time talking about next week's show. Subject and stuff to allow people that time to call in. So
yeah, because I'm going to make a little notation on a pad for me so that I have, the show starts at 9, so I'm going to have notes, you know, 9:15, announce the phone number, you know, play a little music or something, and 9:30 and 9:45, 10 o'clock, so I know, you know, what's going on. And we'll see. I'll play a little of these things here. I don't know what they are, but I'll go through them. Played the wrong one at the wrong time.
You know, and also, you know, you can also see about scheduling people to call in, right?
Oh, yeah.
So, like, if you got like a Reiki friend or something like that you'd like to bring on as kind of like a pseudo guest or something.
Oh, I've already alerted the troops. I'm like, y'all gonna have to help me here because I can't just drone about Reiki.
Right.
Somebody to call in and you know, give me a question.
right. I guess you could also maybe call some, you know, of the open-minded other, you know, people from, like, I don't know, from other styles of Reiki, like Kundalini Reiki or whatever, you know, angelic Reiki, you know, and talk
what
about the differences.
Reiki?
Yeah, right? I mean, it becomes interesting that way as far as, like, the difference between, there shouldn't, like you said, there really shouldn't be a difference. There is not a difference. I guess it's just the name and the method that, you know. But even then, there isn't 50 different methods to access a key. You know what I mean? So it's kind of like, I don't know why there are just so many methods or whatever. But
what do you mean you don't know why? People have to make money. I mean, like the person who, I was telling my students this in my last class, and like somebody called me and said, do you equine Reiki. And I'm like, we're animal Reiki. And I said, listen to what I'm going to tell you. Listen to me.
Yeah.
Energy,
well, I mean, I know.
Energy. The way you treat a human being, you treat an animal. And since Reiki is intuitively guided, I don't know why we all have to beat the book to death and follow Dr. Hayashi's standards. I mean, he did what he did because he was a doctor, but given all the physical hand placements and things, Usumi's Reiki was working for, you know, years before he met Hayashi. So it doesn't matter. Put your hands on the person or the animal who needs the Reiki, and you'll be guided where to go.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, I understand that it's all about marketing and stuff like that. You know, but a part of me doesn't understand it because, you know, I do like, you know, two different styles of Tai Chi each, you know, so it's kind of, I'm looking at it from a martial art type of thing, you know, it's kind of like, yeah, that's the same thing, but they're entirely different as far as like the flavor and the method.
With Tai Chi, it's like, again, it's like you guys do have positions that have meaning.
Right,
you know,
right.
You put your foot this way, your arm that way, it makes a hell of a lot of difference.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're
mm-hmm.
dealing on the physical plane. You're dealing on a purely physical level with the energy, to me, I feel, is the backup power. It's like the generator, but the physical and body is very much involved.
Exactly.
Whereas
you know,
with Reiki, it's not necessarily your physical body that's involved.
Exactly. And, you know, that's why I know it's all about marketing and stuff like that, but it's like, I don't understand why there has to be so many names. I mean, there's Kundalini Reiki, there's Angelic
yeah.
Reiki, there's like Gold Reiki, Blue Reiki, Polka Dot Reiki, you know.
Fruit Loop Reiki.
Yeah, Fruit Loops.
But I had to put up my Atlantean Reiki Master Teacher certificate today just to go like, nan, 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 nan.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that stuff.
Because yeah, I've got friends who are certificate junkies. I mean, literally, they will get a certificate in every form of healing and Reiki and whatever that they can get certified in. And sometimes I think, how deep is your level of self-esteem dropped? Because each certificate you get makes you feel better, but, you know, you don't need it. You are who you are and what you are, and just believe in yourself, and that's it.
Right, and I think that particular subject would be a great diving board for your second show. That'd be perfect.
What, certificate junkies?
Exactly.
Really?
You know, well, I mean, don't call it that, but, you know, call it like, you know, you can just call it like, okay, or I don't know, you can call it maybe something like, okay, you know, I'm certified, now what? you know, that that kind of thing. Or your second show can be about, you know, where to, you know, what to look for in a good in a good teacher, you know, what to look for in a good class. Okay, now I'm certified. Now what do I do? You know, that kind of thing. Because, you know, I kind of look at it like, you know, practice the first method before you go out and get like a bajillion more certificates. Because I think that is, like you said, it's all about the marketing. I mean, a lot of people that are, you know, not all that familiar, or a lot of people that are familiar with it but don't actually practice it or certify it in it, they just assume that, you know, if a, you know, therapist has, you know, six different certifications, that they must be that much better. Well, you already explained that, you know.
That's the whole thing. What do you think about this, Sir Show? Certificate, certification, necessary or wallpaper?
That's a good one. That's a good one. That's a good one. That's a good one. That's a good one, actually. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I mean, you know, I would wonder, I mean, when I go to a doctor, I look for two things. I look to see what university he went to, you know, for college, and where his, actually, you know, college, yeah, I want to see that he went to medical school, and I want to see that he is, you know, he has his license and he's AMA approved. Those three things, good enough for me. If I walk into a doctor's office and he's got, like, 15 planks on the wall behind his desk, I'm going, oh, what happened here? Just tell me you have the necessary stuff and you know what you're doing. I don't need to know how many capillaries you've branched out onto. Because then I start to wonder, is this for improvement? Is this for embellishment? Is this because you just have a penchant for wanting to know everything there is about everything in your again, intuitive energy. A lot of people don't understand intuition, and everybody, to me, everybody's intuitive. Whether or not you choose to listen to your intuition, that's a whole other story.
Yeah, and that I mean, that makes for a great other show also. I mean, it's kind of like, because there's like too many people out there that are stuck on the whole logic thing, because there are people out there that tend to think if you don't use logic that you're unintelligent. There are people out there, if you don't use that, if you're not uber logic minded, you're not intelligent.
Oh, right.
And I hate it. People are like, you know, the whole like, I'm more intelligent.
Well, the intellectual snobs, yeah.
And these are the same people that people, you know, these are the same people that think other people really stuff like that are unintelligent because they believe in some fairy tale or whatever. And it's like, you know, shut up.
Well, it's funny because I used to have conversations with Harvard and Yale graduates when I was 18 years old. I understood them completely, and they did not make fun of me because we were on the same wavelength. But when I come across people who are exactly the type you're describing now, it's like, wait a minute, you know, it's going out of my mind. I mean, I didn't have a degree when I was 18. I'm talking to these guys, but the mutual respect was there because each one of us understood the other one. You know, paper BS aside, we were just two people having a conversation. Yeah, there's a lot of that. But that's part of the bigger, better, more thing. You know, the bigger my school, the more certificates. And it all goes back to self-esteem. You know, I think a lot of people grow up having to prove themselves because of what they were conditioned to learn, and it had nothing to do with anything. It's like the four agreements. Maybe we could roll this into a show. You got the four agreements. You got self-esteem.
Yeah.
You know what? You know who you are innately.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and roll that into another show.
Yeah.
Technically, we are done with this particular show. I mean, we've got 30 minutes left, but, you know, when you schedule your show, it'll count when it counts down. It'll count down all the way to zero. So, I mean, we're going to go over just a minute here because I just looked at the clock on the board. So now technically it's over, but we're still on the air. So why don't we do this, considering that you got on just fine and stuff? You're pretty much all set to go now that you've got Skype figured out and stuff like that. So tomorrow, not tomorrow, on Thursday you'll be set to go. So what I would probably suggest, though, is toward the end of your show, like, you know, give yourself about 3 minutes to close it, you know, and say, you know, thanks for listening, you know, join us next week, blah, 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 blah. But play your Reiki Start music again, but kind of like on a low volume. So I've got it like on a low volume right now. And then you can start talking over it, blah, 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 blah. And we'll talk to y'all next time, blah, 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 blah.
Okay.
That kind of thing. So, yeah, why don't we go ahead and rehearse how you want to, just off the top of your head, close a show.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Okay, well, we'd like to thank you for listening this evening, and next week we're going to have an interesting show. We're still thinking, but something about how Reiki is, you know, connected with self-esteem and intuition, and how, you know, bringing you a better way of life using Reiki can be accomplished. Lots of other subjects. If you have any questions, by all means, you can post or email Violet Rose Reiki on Facebook. You can send me an email at rose@violetrosereiki.com. I don't know if you can post to the Seika Network, but we'll figure that out. Well, looking forward to seeing you next week.
Awesome.
Thank you.
And then from there, all you have to do is, if for some reason you're still talking and the music still hasn't gotten done, then you can just hit it again. Or wait, if you aren't done talking and the music is done, you can hit it again if you want. Because I usually, you know, it just usually sounds cool if you get done talking and then like another few seconds of the, you know, song audio plays and then you can end the episode. So, cool. Awesome.
Okay.
Well, why don't we call it a day? It looks
yay!
Like you're all set to go. And then,
all right.
Yay. And then, yeah, you'll do fine. And I'll try to call in on Thursday at around 6 or whatever. But now to end your episode, you're just going to hit end episode, and then it'll bring up another window. And it just says thank you.